I'm Dr. Amrita, and this is the Health Wellbridge podcast. I'm trying to be consistent, but life happens. Even though I do my best to stay meaningful with my content creation, sometimes I am at a loss. This is a necessary disclaimer. The health information provided on this podcast is for general awareness and education. It doesn't in any way replace a doctor's professional medical advice. Kindly consult your doctor in case of any decision regarding your health and diet. This series of podcast episodes are brought to you because of Anchor Spotlight Challenge. And today's shout out is to Anchor, the absolutely free podcast hosting and listening platform. It's part of Spotify, and I was part of the first Voice of Anchor Challenge. In fact, I came third. The best part about Anchor is the app is wonderfully easy to use, and so is the web browser version. You can drag and drop your audio from your laptop or your phone, or you can record right in the app itself. The editing functions need a little bit of work, but overall, it's a perfect app to start your podcasting journey with. Anchor is giving creators opportunity to earn money while podcasting. Now, earning money is crucial, but it's important to do it with a head held high. Work and good money makes the work effortless. So Anchor's inspiration reminded me about the night being darkest before sunrise. Just when I feel like giving up trying so hard that things get interesting. Today I have come up with two segments, a little bit about tuberculosis and the chapter 2 from my book, How to Walk, Write and Garden for the Healthy Life You Want. Chapter 2, Walking and Writing, The Connection. Life happens when you're not planning. Back in 2013, I started my new job at a government medical college as a clinical tutor in ENT head neck surgery. Shifting to my hubby's hometown meant moving 450 km away from my social support and babysitting backups. Life with a 10-month-old baby and a full-time job was a challenge, and I had no idea about it. There were no pedestrian walkways, which was free of hawkers and encroachers. This meant walking was anything but fun. Luckily, my trusty treadmill traveled well, but it was collecting dust for some time. My hubby suggested I start using it and deal with my worries with what I had and where I was. That was in 2014. I have walked on the treadmill almost every day since then. During holidays and traveling, I try to go for walks around the resort property or nature walks if possible. What happens when I don't walk? I feel bloated, unhappy, cranky, and unable to concentrate. I also have the worst bouts of no walking guilt possible. You must play the cards you are dealt with. At home, when I look at my potted plants, put on my favorite nature sounds and walk away, I feel happy. I don't worry about traffic, babysitting or time of day and night or my outfit. I can just get started. But isn't walking on the grass surrounded by nature best? Studies suggest that walking itself has distinct health benefits. Plus, Nature Connect does fantastic things for your immune system, mental health and wellness. But the physical effects of walking indoors on a treadmill and outdoors are equivalent. Good news for people like us who need the boost that walking every day provides. I started journaling and blogging in 2014 too. I wrote painstakingly once a month. I had no idea what I was doing and why I was doing it. It was a difficult first 2 months. I chose my website name with care after discussing in depth with my hubby and following what Amy Lynn Andrews wrote about choosing a domain name. While I couldn't follow all the tips, I did focus on keywords around topics I loved. Health Wellbridge was going to be all about health tips I shared with my patients. Detailed reviews on scientific articles in the health and wellness niche and my effort to spread digital health education. I also had two other sub-niches, which I was planning my content around, but I was struggling with writing. I didn't know whether it was helping people. I didn't know whether I could sustain it. And I didn't know whether people were being helped. I was clueless about writing, SEO, email marketing, social media, and everything in between. But I had one thing on my side, my curiosity and persistence. I really wanted to learn how people earned money while sharing useful digital content. Any other kind of focus was not going to work for me. But when you search for answers hard enough, your brain finds ways. Things started changing when I read an article about DIY standing treadmill desk. My writing and walking life changed forever. I measured the distance between the arms of the treadmill, hunted for the perfect length and width of the wooden plank, and I was set. In life, you are as fit as your habits. Habits can make or break you. Writing and slowly strolling on the treadmill is not the highest intensity workout. But something about writing while walking makes me feel good. It makes my brain start talking and the words flow. It's almost like the actual act of my leg muscles moving, making the cogs in my mind turn faster and more talkative. It's impossible to write and walk without a treadmill desk. You can read while strolling. You can listen to audiobooks while walking, running, or jogging outdoors. But walking and writing together are possible only indoors. But what if you went for a run or a nature walk and sat back down to write? Oh, that would be lovely too. But my book is for those like me who don't have the first option. Busy moms, working professionals, writers and authors, juggling day jobs, who don't want to compromise on health while writing their 1,000 words every day. After all, you have only so many hours in a day. Walking makes you feel good, positive, and all things breezy and sunny. It helps me with the hunched up posture of sitting on a bed with a laptop and feeling cramped up. It prevents me from being too sedentary. It also helps me avoid a weak back and the nagging lower back pain I have if I sit for too long. Endless sitting not only harms your basal metabolic rate, but research suggests more than 2 hours sitting is bad news for your health. The treadmill with the DIY walking desk happened because I couldn't afford the high-tech treadmills with the actual walking desks. Even though multitasking is frowned upon, this habit of mine has helped me write for the last 5 years. I've written 6 books and this one is the 7th. My blog has over 700 blog posts, and I can tell you with confidence that even if you don't want to use a writing desk with a treadmill, your writing life will improve if you start walking every day. Who shouldn't walk and write on a treadmill desk? If you have a history of dizziness and vertigo due to any cause, if you suffer from motion sickness or any gait disturbances, talk to your doctor before starting. Multitasking is a problem for productive activity. But for me, clubbing a new habit like walking and a fun creative habit like writing helped. I write at least as much as I walk. This helps me do both on jam-packed days. Instead of having to choose and ending up mindless binging on web series. On the next episode, I will tell you a little bit more about how creativity and walking go hand in hand. Now, about the tips on tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is curable, but you need to be aware. But what exactly is tuberculosis or TB? It's also known as Koch's disease. The bacteria Mycobacterium tuberculosis was first discovered by Dr. Robert Koch on March 24th, and World TB Day is celebrated every year on that day. Tuberculosis and COVID-19 precautions like wearing a mask, social distancing, improved cough etiquette, hand washing can all act as preventive measures for TB. The primary mode of entry for tuberculosis is the airway. People with TB may have a worse course of disease with COVID-19. Are there any vaccines for tuberculosis? The BCG vaccine in childhood acts as a protection against severe forms of tuberculosis. It does not prevent all infections, but is protective towards the worst forms. Where does TB occur? The disease can affect all the systems of the body, most commonly the lungs. Extrapulmonary tuberculosis can affect any part of our body. including the lymph nodes, larynx, pharynx, nasopharynx, skin, nose, ear, bone, brain, spinal cord, miliary, and disseminated varieties too.